Let's take our Bibles now. Turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. I'd like to read verse 24. Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now that glorious scripture sets forth the desire of every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's just honor in that verse of scripture. There's beauty, there's mercy, grace. That passage of scripture expressly sets forth the hunger of the soul of one that God's given a heart to know Him. One that wants to be found in Him, to have communion with Him, be committed to Him. This is what Scripture says about that man, Enoch. He walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I want to ask, what does that scripture right there say about that man? Well, there's some things that is said about that man in that scripture that's not specifically written. Let me tell you what's not specifically written in that passage of scripture, but we know is so, because he walked with God. It sets forth that the Lord Jesus Christ everlastingly loved that man in Christ Jesus. God eternally loved this man. It set forth by implication that God chose that man in Christ to be the recipient of His mercy and compassion. It sets forth that Christ eternally stood for him as surety and redeemer, and that the Holy Spirit had, in regenerating grace, called that man out of darkness. This is what we know about Enoch. The Lord chose to have mercy and compassion on him. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. But Enoch, like every other man ever born into this world, man, woman, he didn't always walk with God. Enoch was born into this world a fallen creature. Born in Adam, dead in trespasses and sins. He was conceived in sin. Mother brought him forth, a rebel against God, spiritually dead, one not seeking, not desiring Almighty God, until God called him out of darkness. That's where we all are. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But obviously, something in time happened to this man. When it pleased God, Enoch heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God was pleased to grant him faith. God taught him of himself. And we know that Enoch possessed the gift of faith. We know that he believed God by faith. Scripture says, 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk. How? We walk with God. we walk. By faith and not by sight. Not by what we see or do or think. The same Lord Jesus, the angel of the Lord that Moses stood before last week when we looked at burning bush. The same Lord of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and every other vessel of God's mercy that's walked this earth. And God called out of darkness, heard the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Has God ever saved any man apart from the hearing of the gospel? No. No. Abraham believed God. He believed God. He heard the truth. Somehow we think that the gospel just somehow came along somewhere in time. Oh, no, no, no. God Almighty preached the gospel to Adam and Eve when He killed that animal and robed them in the skins of that animal. God taught him. He taught him Christ and Him crucified. God from the beginning set forth the glory of His blessed Son. When the Lord came into this world, what did the Father say from heaven? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Enoch heard the gospel. And God taught him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch walked with God. How? By faith. That's the only we walk by faith. That's the only way that any man, any woman walks with God. Listen to Hebrews 11. I'll just read this to you. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. That's what he meant when we just read that Enoch walked with God and was not. He was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God because God Almighty viewed him, saw him where He had put him in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that God demanded for His satisfaction and pleasure, Christ supplied. And did it, finished the work. And being found in Him, God is pleased with all that are in His Son. Enoch, by faith, pleased God. So here's what I want to know concerning this passage of Scripture. Does this have any relevance to us today? I wish I could have been like that man. If you're in Christ, born from above, believing God, you're doing the same thing that Enoch did. You're doing the same thing. First of all, walking with God is to walk by faith, believing God, according to His Scriptures, agreeing with Him. How can two walk together? Lest they be in agreement. Let's say they agree with one another. What happens? God Almighty gives His people a new heart. And He teaches them of themselves. Let me ask, what believer here believes that he is totally incapable of satisfying God in his own merit? How many would believe that? You agree with God. How many believe that God chose a people before the foundation of the world in Christ, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love in Christ Himself? I believe that. You agree with God. Here's what we do. We agree that by the works of the law we can't, and we'll admit it. We agree and we believe that by the grace of God we are what we are because God purposed that. Enoch walk with God. He believed God. And he He's only believed by a new heart imparted by the Spirit of God, a new will, a new mind. Enoch was a man that the mighty work and grace Spirit of God had changed. Something happened to it. Hold your place right there. Ephesians 2. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Ephesians 2. Verse 1. And you hath He quickened. He made you alive who were dead in trespasses and sin. In time past, you walked just like Enoch did. Just like we all did. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our manner of living in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, the wills of our flesh, and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loves, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We walk in that which God has taught us, shown us. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ walks with God. Walks just like Enoch did. Just like Enoch did. They walk outwardly before men because they live in a world that they're just pilgrims and sojourners and strangers. And this walk is it's a heart walk. I tell you this, it's a struggling walk. It's a struggling walk. There's a battle that's raging within every man and every woman that walks with God. Paul, the Apostle Paul, in Romans 7, he said, I said, you think Paul walked with God? That was a chosen vessel. God said that. That's a chosen vessel unto me. The Lord brought him up to the third heaven, showed him things that he couldn't even talk about, didn't know how to talk about them, didn't know how to say them. They're unspeakable. Here was a man taught of God, that walked with God. What does Paul say about himself? Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of... We think we read about Enoch right there, and we think he walked with God, and walks like 6 inches above the ground. Never had any kind of thoughts of, disrespect. Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, there's an old man in every believer that walks with God. We walk with God by faith. We walk with Him, agreeing with Him, following after Him, according to His Word, striving against sin, having our conversation, our manner of walk, in agreement with this doctrine right here, and struggling all the way and crying within ourselves, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? That's a man, that's a woman that walks with God. They're frail creatures of the dead dust, and they know they're going to die. I'm going to die. But secondly, there's something else that the Scripture says, which is common to every believer. It will be, for sure. Has been for some. Enoch walked with God. How? By faith. Struggling. Believing. Calling. Crying. Lord, help me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, keep me. But the Scripture says Enoch was not. And we just saw where he was not found. God took him. There came a day when he was not found by those that loved him. fellowshiped with him, worshiped with him. Where's Enoch? Y'all seen him? Has anybody seen Enoch? Do y'all know where he is? Well, let's go look for him. Let's go see if we can find him. They couldn't find him. What happened to him? God took him. God took him. He was not bound in this wilderness anymore. God took him. Paul the Apostle, under the inspiration of God, gives us a marvelous, marvelous interpretation of what that means when it said God took him. It says in Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated. That word means it means he was exchanged. He was exchanged. Changed, just like every one of God's people are going to be. 1 Corinthians 15 gives us some insight into this. When God takes one to himself, when we're translated, what's going to happen? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. I can tell you for a fact that I know this, Enoch didn't go into the presence of God like he was as he walked on this earth. I know that. Because that verse of Scripture says it didn't. Flesh and blood cannot inherit. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Paul's saying we're not all going to die like all men by nature do. But we shall all be changed. Enoch was translated. He was changed. He was exchanged. Something happened. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory, O death. Where is thy sting, O grave? Where is thy victory? This translation was recorded. That account was given that we, as the people of God, should treasure this thought. God's going to change us. Absent from this body, present with the Lord. Something's going to happen, though. He wasn't found anymore among the people of this earth. God took him. He translated him. He changed him. And I want us to let that truth keep our hope not confined to the boundaries of this mortal life. There is a glorious change that's going to take place. And his translation into glory demonstrated God's love for him and promise. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. You can't come up here, flesh and blood. I'm going to change you. He was a sinner that was saved by God's grace. But when God called him out of darkness, of unbelief, and that man walked, he walked by faith, just like every believer does. He said, you don't know the struggles that I have. Enoch had them too. Abraham, Paul, Moses. Every believer that's ever walked this earth has walked just like this. Frail creatures of the dust. Oh, but they got a treasure. This treasure is in earthen vessels. He walked with God, agreed with God, walked in newness of life, walked by the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, struggling all the way, seeing himself in his flesh. It was no good thing. He stayed true to the gospel. He that endures to the end shall be saved. He stayed true to the gospel. How do you know? Well, Jude 1:14-15 says, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, he prophesied of these things, saying, behold, You think, listen to what God taught this man. This man right here lived before the flood. This was before the flood. Listen to what God taught him. He prophesied of these things, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh, 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." God taught this man something about sin, about mercy, about redemption, about Christ. And are not all God's people found faithful to the truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ? This is how he walked. He walked believing the gospel of God's grace. And when Enoch's race was run, he lived 365 years. That's a long time. Not compared to what most of them were living. Most of them were 700, 800, 900 years old almost. Methuselah. When this man's race, after his fight was fought, he finished his course when it pleased God. Scripture said he wasn't found. That's the way it's going to be with all of us on these days. If the Lord doesn't return, if God doesn't return the second time and receive those out of the ground first and then receive us, if he doesn't do that, one of these days somebody's going to say, "Y'all seen Marvin? Anybody know? Have y'all seen Gary? Anybody seen him?" He's not going to be found because the Lord's going to take him. I pray that God comfort us with these words. Teach us of the mercy of Almighty God. To teach His people, keep His people, walk with His people. He said, "I'm not going to leave you." He didn't leave Enoch, and He doesn't leave His people here either. For Christ's sake and our comfort. Amen.